Hey folks, it's Leslie. I want to talk today about a matrix concept of residual self-image and alignment and coherence. Now, your self-image is, I don't mean body image, okay? I mean self-image. Like, how do you see yourself? What's the image of you that you carry around with you in your head? And does the actual you in the mirror match up to that? And see, I don't want to talk about body image because it's not about weight or overweight or fitness or anything like that. It's about the choices that we make to align our inner conceptions of self with the outer appearance that goes out into the world. And I'm just wondering, how closely is yours aligned to the image that you have of yourself in your head? And the reason I bring this up is because mine is not at all. Like, I am, most of the time, I look like a hobo. Like, right now, Keith has given me a shirt from his work. He's an auto wrecker. So right away, I'm looking pretty fly. And I've got some track pants on that have holes in them. And I'm not saying that I'm not encouraging everyone to hang out and be comfortable and relaxed and whatever, but I don't spend any time at all thinking about my appearance generally. And I don't think that it's in my best interest to do that. I think because the image I have of my own self inside does not match up with how I look in the world. There are some parts that do, like purple hair, dark purple hair. I have purple hair just because why? I don't know, because I chose to do that. I acted upon that. There is power when we're aligned. And there's power and movement and magic happen when we align inner and outer. And I've been talking about those two parts being in balance, the as above, so below, as within, so without. And I'm starting to look at my life and paying attention to when things aren't in balance and when there isn't alignment or coherence about something in my life. And residual self-image is definitely one of those. Now, granted, I'm super ass fat, so that's not really in my self-image, but it's not even really about that. I don't dress in a way that I feel comfortable with. I don't take the time to buy accessories or jewelry or things that I like, that I enjoy looking at on other people, that I admire others for wearing and putting together so well. And I think it's something that I need to spend more time looking at to bring coherence into my life. The idea of imaging, actually the actual meaning of imaging, has at its core and its root etymology is creating, to create or to make. So the very first tool of creation actually begins in the mind. So fantasy and imagining and imaging ourselves and our lives is actually a tool for creation. And I feel like I keep saying the same things over and over again, but I can't get away from the fact that I'm going to keep saying these things over and over again until we get it, until I get it. The images that we hold in our head of our lives and of ourselves are the blueprint. They are the map to what we are to create in this life. We just have to follow along. We just have to do the work. We just have to act. How aligned are you in your self-image to what you imagine yourself to be? And how difficult would it be for you to start acting towards getting those in alignment? Please understand that this is not a superficial, shallow, you don't look nice or you're fat or you're ugly kind of a scenario. Okay, this is an alignment of higher self with external self, so that the image that you have of your best self is the one that you're actually putting forward into the world. Okay. And I mean, for myself, I know a lot of this has to do with money and effort. Okay. And the money, all right, I don't have to spend a lot of money. I'm a big Value Village fan. I'm a secondhand clothes girl. But I could spend some more time with it. You know, I could pay more attention to it because I admire how others look. I admire the time and the effort that they take to put themselves together so that they look really nice going out into the world. That's a benefit for all of us. That's like making yourself into a piece of art yourself. And it has nothing to do with body image. It has nothing to do with size or physical beauty or anything. It's a care. It's a self-care. It's an aspect of self-care. And it's a resonance that you think that the image that you have of yourself is worth the time and the effort to make it into a reality. So what do you guys think about that? How close is your residual self-image with what actually goes out in the world? I have a lot of work to do on mine, I gotta be honest. It's something I've been thinking about and wanted to share. What do you think? Let me know. I'm always curious about what you guys think. All right, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon.